Welcome to the Two Brothers and Their Sports Podcast. I'm your co-host, Arif.
And I'm your other co-host, Darsh.
And today on the show, we have three topics to get to. We're going to start off by talking about the MLB World Series, which just finished. The Texas Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks. We're also going to be talking about the NFL trade deadline, recap what happened ahead of week nine of the NFL season. And then finally, we're going to be talking about Two Bros, Two Picks, which is our fantasy football segment. Each of us will give you two guys that are must starts, or at least you should add to your bench this week to help you win your leagues. But let's get started with the World Series. Arsh, what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I mean, like we both predicted, it was a pretty great World Series. It kicked off iconically and it ended iconically. And both of us predicted the Rangers to get their first World Series win in their franchise history, and they did it. Corey Seager won the Finals MVP, the World Series MVP. He deserved it. He was one of the best players. He was probably the best player throughout this World Series. I have no issue with this pick. He tied the game. He tied Game One up, I believe, in the ninth inning, and then Adolis Garcia finished it off. Look, this was a very good matchup. I feel like the hype wasn't there like it should have been, because this just wasn't the premier team. This wasn't the Yankees, wasn't the Astros, wasn't Bryce Harper and the Phillies or the Nationals. So you're not going to get that huge hype, right? It's Corbin Carroll and the Diamondbacks versus Corey Seager, who most people think that he's out of his prime, and then Adolis Garcia, who is not out of his prime, just starting to enter it, and he's playing great right now. It's just not the two premier teams in baseball, so we didn't get that hype, but I really enjoyed this series. Thought it was a great series. It was pretty close match. The series could have been tied right now. It could have been 3-2, but it ended up being a 4-1 World Series win for the Rangers, just because of the way they played down the stretch. They played amazingly, and they were able to outpower the Diamondbacks here. I really think it's crazy how they've had that transformation in the past 2 years, over 100 wins to winning the World Series in 2 years. But they've done it, and congrats to the Rangers.
Yeah, like you talked about, a very, very crazy series. Adolis Garcia got ruled out late in the series and got taken off the lineup, as well as Max Scherzer, but obviously it didn't matter. Rangers came through here. Their manager won their fourth, won his individual fourth World Series, had a fourth World Series win in general for the Rangers. They played really great. You talked about Corey Seager, and Adolis Garcia came in hot. He was ready to play, came up from the conference championships and winning MVP there, stayed hot, had a walk-off in game one, and then dealt with injuries. But look, he's been really great. Corey Seager really came through. Max Scherzer and the pitching came together really, really well at the end of the year, and especially in that series leading up to that series. So again, congrats to the Rangers. Congrats to their manager. It's an absolutely incredible season. The turnaround was unmatched, something a very, very historic comeback, especially from a couple years ago, trading away their stars. Then they rebuild completely, sign Corey Seager in free agency, have Adolis Garcia just goes ham. And then their pitchers, they build up Jacob deGrom, Max Scherzer, both of them from the Mets, now World Series champions with the Rangers, as well as Aroldis Chapman. So very great series overall. Very, very great rebuilding by the Rangers organization. And I just want to commend them on that process. Very, very spectacular. All right, so now we'll move on to our NFL trade deadline grades. And my first guy that I think is the biggest team that got the best guy is going to be the San Francisco 49ers. Arsh, I don't know if you were going to say this, but I was going to talk
about... That was going to be my pick.
Individually, obviously, we talked about there were so many rumors around the Washington Commanders organization about trying to sell Montez Sweat, trying to sell Chase Young. Those were two guys that were definitely going to be sold. And Chase Young got sold for a third round pick. Now, remember, out of Ohio State, this guy was a freak of nature, absolutely a bull rusher, and he had stealth to him too. It was in the first 2 years in the league, dealt with injuries, but when he was healthy, was a very, very good player. If I can't remember if he made a Pro Bowl, but was definitely close to it. So he's a very good talent. The Commanders unfortunately declined his fifth-year option, because I'm not even exactly sure why, probably because of his injuries, probably because of his contract, and the amount he was making wasn't going to be justified. But the move to the 49ers here was a very, very great move by Kyle Shanahan and the defense there. They added Javon Hargrave in free agency from the Eagles. That was a huge addition. Then they add Chase Young, another pass rusher, for a third round pick. Now, that's As if the 49ers weren't scary enough already. Their offense is crazy. Their offense, Brock Purdy has played out of his mind for his pick. And obviously, he's a great player, but he's played very, very well overall. And then their defense, we know, has been best in the league, probably the best front seven in the league. Now you have Nick Bosa, Javon Hargrave, and you have Chase Young, not to mention Fred Warner, getting after it on defense. And I think this makes them even more scary. For me, I think this locks them in as the Super Bowl favorite, and definitely the favorite coming out of the East, out of the NFC.
Yeah, I was going to take the 49ers. That Chase Young move was a great move. But if we're going to talk about another winner, it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. They traded two day three picks and a safety, Terrell Edmonds, who was, based off reports, going to get cut anyways, for two-time Pro Bowler and Kevin Byard. Two-time All-Pro, sorry, Kevin Byard. Kevin Byard is one of, still at 30 years old, one of the best safeties in the NFL. He got dealt from the Tennessee Titans, who obviously are not contending this year unless Will Levis goes off, which he is not this week. But I mean, it's an amazing move from the Eagles. We've seen it. We saw their draft. Ever since they got AJ Brown, their drafts have been impeccable. He's been making great trades. He's been the active guy. It's almost like it's Madden, and he's just trading for everything, making all the best draft picks. He is the best GM in the NFL right now, based off the moves that he has been making. And it continues. He gets one of the best people on the market for not a lot. The market for anyone other than a QB is incredibly low. Maybe you could say an edge rusher is up there. Other than that, it's incredibly low. And that goes right there for a safety. Their one positional need that you could argue is like a pretty significant positional need is maybe safety right now. And they just shorted up with one of the top three safeties in the NFL right now. Got Kevin Byard, didn't really trade away a ton of picks. Didn't trade away a meaningful player. They basically just traded players and threw in a couple of day three picks, and they got Kevin Byard. I can't overstate how good this is going to be for the defense. They finally got a ball hawk, an amazing free safety who can go down and help run stop, but is also an amazing cover safety. They've got a great player in Kevin Byard now, and they can also have him for a couple of years now. This isn't like a rental. Like, this is their guy now. So let's move on then to two brothers and their picks. I'll start off. So my two picks are going to be a wide receiver and a running back. To start off, it's going to be my wide receiver. That's DeMario Douglas. He's a rookie, and he plays for the New England Patriots. 22 years old in sleeper. He's only rostered in 6% of leagues right now. He's projected 10.02 points against the Washington Commanders in Week 9. Look, the reason that this guy is doing so great is because Kendrick Bourne had an ACL tear against the Dolphins. He has a very, very big role. Last week he had the number one snaps out of all wide receivers for the Patriots, and he had seven targets, caught five passes for 25 yards, and he's likely going to be the number one or maybe the number two wide receiver for Mac Jones. Look, this is a big deal. I mean, their injuries are wrecking the wide receivers right now for the Patriots, and this is the guy for them. This is a wide receiver one that right now is on almost all free agency markets on sleeper. My data's off sleeper. Right now, almost all leagues he's available, and he could be the wide receiver one for a while. If he breaks out, he is going to be the bona fide wide receiver one for Patriots receiving core, which has a slot in there for wide receiver one, and he's not rostered in a lot of leagues. If I were you, I'd pick him up, maybe even start him this week if you need a flex or a wide receiver. It's a great pick, but definitely at least pick him up and stash him. This guy's going to be good. He's a great receiver, and he's finally getting his chance in the limelight. I don't think he's going to let it slip away.
Yeah, to that point, Bill Belichick loves fast receivers, and that's exactly what DeMario Douglas is. And Kendrick Bourne tore his ACL. Devontae Parker may not play. Juju Smith-Schuster been a disappointment. Ramondre Stevenson's been a disappointment. And Zeke is just a run the ball guy, doesn't catch many balls. So I agree with that. But my first guy here is going to be a wide receiver. He's for the Buffalo Bills, put up 15 points last week, and that is Khalil Shakir, rostered in 2.5% of leagues. Now, the reason I choose him, and you might be wondering, why am I choosing him after one good game? Well, in every other game, so in weeks 1 to 6, he got 0 targets, 0 to 1 targets per game. So he averaged less than a target per game over his first 6 weeks. Week 7 comes in, 4 targets, caught all 4 for 35 yards. That's good for 8 points or 7.5 points. Then in week 8 against Tampa Bay, he had 6 catches on 6 targets. Most of them came on the first and second drive. for 92 yards, which was 15.2 fantasy points. So as you can see, there's a consistent trend here. Number one, his targets are increasing. And number two, he catches everything that is thrown his way. And especially it helps when he has Josh Allen throwing in the ball. So Khalil Shakir has established himself as a clear number three wide receiver on this Bills team. And Dawson Knox is out. So Josh Allen doesn't have to worry about giving Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid both snaps. Both targets, he can just choose Dalton Kincaid. Dawson Knox is out for three more games on the IR. And so now they have their big four in Khalil Shakir, Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, and Dalton Kincaid. So expect more of the same from Khalil Shakir. I expect at least 4 to 5 targets, probably around 50 to 60 yards receiving, if not some for rushing as well. And he's really passed Deontay Hardy as a wide receiver three, not to mention the fact that they're playing the Cincinnati Bengals. If you've been following along on NFL Twitter, there have been heated exchanges between players on the team. It looks to be a high-scoring, aggressive shootout, so look for Khalil Shakir to get a lot of reps in that offense this week.
So my next pick is Devin Singletary, running back for the Houston Texans. Last week, he finally got the main role in the backfield for the Texans. Split carries with Dameon Pierce. It looks like it's going to be a running back by committee, but he is going to be the leader right now. He is having a pretty great week stretch. He just had 2 weeks ago or two game like the game before last game. He had 12 attempts. 58 rushing yards, and then last week he had 10 attempts and 30 rushing yards for the Houston Texans. He also is a pretty big factor in the receiving game. He's been getting 2 to 3 targets consistently. Look, I think this guy could be a really big player in the Houston offense this upcoming week with CJ Stroud. I think that he can get a lot of the carries and also good receiving work. He's nimble, he's fast, he's 5'7", he's a pretty great running back. That the Buffalo Bills have, and I think that it's going to be, sorry, that the Houston Texans have. Still thinking about his Buffalo Bills glory days. I think he is going to be a very good pickup. He's only rostered in about 30% of leagues on Sleeper, so over one in, two in every three leagues can pick him up. Look, this guy is very good, and I think he could be really good for the Texans going forward. If you have a deep league, definitely worth a stash just to see if he can beat out Dameon Pierce or Dameon Pierce gets hurt. This is a running back one for the Texans. So I do think that this is a really great pick that you should stash.
Yeah, so next up for me is he's a wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. I picked him last week, Rashee Rice. And last week he had 10 points, not a very, very good showing, but it's pretty good considering the fact that he's a rookie and he's on a very hot stretch. Week 5, 13.3 points, then 11.2, then 17, then 9.6. And he's been on a tear. Before that, he had 6.2 and then 10.9. So he's been playing very, very well. Currently on the season, he averages 10 or 11 points per game. So he's a very consistent guy for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the reason I'm picking him is another good matchup. Miami, they're playing Miami. Jalen Ramsey might be active for this, but he's probably going to be covering Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the deep guy, the big deep threat. So that leaves Rashee Rice. Additionally, the Miami defense and corners have been very bad against the pass. And Rashee Rice is in this game that's shaping up to be a shootout on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. in Germany, actually. It's by Miami versus the Chiefs. It's going to be a lot of throwing, not a lot of running, unless it's on the Miami Dolphins side, which we know what Raheem Mostert can do. But it's going to be a lot of passing. Look for Rashee Rice to get a lot of volume in that Chiefs offense. So my first pick here is Khalil Shakir, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. And my second pick is Rashee Rice, wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs.
And my first pick is DeMario Douglas, the wide receiver for the New England Patriots. And second pick is Devin Singletary, the running back for the Houston Texans.